Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Word of God Sunday, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled Homecoming.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." Following his temptation in the wilderness, Jesus returns to Galilee, the region where he had grown up, and he sets out teaching in the synagogues, winning many admirers. Eventually, he comes home to Nazareth, and he enters the synagogue on the Sabbath. What Jesus reads becomes an explanation of his own mission and ministry. This message echoes in the minds and hearts of we in the United States at this moment in time. Jesus has set a pattern not only for his life and ministry, but for we who follow him. We too, anointed by the Spirit, are called to be God's acceptance, God's welcome, and God's freedom for our sisters and brothers who are bound, trapped, incarcerated, and soon to be exiled at our borders. He announces that he will bring good news to the poor, liberties to captives, new sight to the blind, freedom to the downtrodden, and yes, will proclaim this year of the Lord's favor. This essential good news that Jesus preaches is God's acceptance and welcome, not judgment, of all people who find themselves bound, trapped, and afflicted in our own countries. He reveals the pattern for his own life and ministry, and for any others who wish to follow him. We are being called to offer God's acceptance and freedom. It's about giving real help for all who are struggling in one way or another with the concrete situations of their lives. This message of Jesus in biblical history, and now in this moment, is not to be dismissed as a metaphor. It is clearly the time for the actions of justice and love to bring real help for all who are really struggling to live. Will we seize this moment to act justly, to love tenderly, and to walk humbly with our God?